Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf pei. We're holding on the Mishnah on Ayin Tet Amud Beis, the Halakha Mishnah. Mi sheyatzahu v'yishtol medinat hayam. We're continuing now the question of how to determine Yichusim and who is believed on Yichusim. So a man departs with his wife who is known to us and who is a miyucheset. He leaves overseas and he comes back some years later with children. And we'll see that in the Gemara it's talking about with children who are connected and holding on to the skirts of their mommies. This is clearly their mother. And he says to us, Ishashi atzati min medinat hayam arizo. This is the woman that came with me. Ve'elu baneha, and these are her children, and as you can see, they're acting as her children. So in that case, ein tzarich la'avir ra'ayah, lo ala isha ve'lo ala banim. He does not have to bring us any proof. We already had the yichus of the woman down beforehand. And the fact that the children are treating this woman as a mother is sufficient to be marzik them after the mother. On the other hand, if he says, Meta, she died when I was overseas, and these are her children, then maybe Ra'ya la banim. He has to prove that these are the children of that woman, because we have no indication. Of course, that would be true even if she hadn't died and these children were gedolim and were no longer kruchina achareha, no longer indicated to us by their activities that this was necessarily their mother. If he says, Isha nasati b'minatayam, I married a woman overseas, and this is she, arehi zot, ve'elu baneha. Again, assuming that the bonim are kruchim achareha, so then he only has to prove that this woman is miyucheset. We're talking about over here the yichus lagavi kahuna, obviously, the four imahot that we discussed earlier. And then we know that they are kosher lekahuna. And he does not have to bring a raya on the bonim, assuming that those bonim are kruchim achareha. If he says that I got married and she died and these are her children, so we don't know anything about her, we don't know that these are her children, so then tzarich lavi raya al ha'isha ve'al ha'banim, because we have no information at all in this case. Omar Rabba Baravuna Akulan, in all of the cases of the Mishnah, we're accepting that he does not need to bring raya for the banim. It's talking about that they're young enough and are kruchina chareha, that they're all basically following like little ducklings, they're following their mother. Tana Rabbanan, if a man comes to say, Isha nasati mininat hayam, mevi ra'ayala isha, ve'en tzarich la'vi ra'ayala banim, however, mevi ra'ayala gedolim, does have to bring a raya on the older children, because there's no way for us to see a chazaka that this is their mother, ve'en tzarich la'vi ra'aya al hakitanim. Now, where do we say this, that this is all that he needs to do, that kruchen hachareha, that would be sufficient for the ketanim? That's only if he had only one wife. So that's davka b'yishachat. He says, I married a woman. But if he says he married two women, and he's only bringing us information about one, then the fact that these children are following around the mother doesn't mean anything, because they were raised at the home with this woman, even though she's not their mother. I mean, the other woman died before. I mean, therefore, we cannot really establish who the mother is on the basis of the chazok of kruchin achareha, and in that case, mevi raya ala isha, and also ala banim, ala gidolim, ve'ala ketanim, because we no longer have any information. Reish Lakish, when we say over here that we rely on kruchin to define the halacha, I mean, that's not really completely true. We will rely on that for ela b'kachei hagvul. That's in terms of determining that they're allowed to truma. Avo b'yuchasim lo, we are not going, if they have daughters, we're not going to allow them, as we're always more makbid in yichus, we're not going to allow them to marry into the kuhuna unless we can bring a raya that they're actual children of this woman who was miyuchesed. We're not going to rely on the kruchin achara at all. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos does not agree with this, because he says from in other places we see that it says beferish, somebody says benize koenhu, the koenhu, that he is Neman. So why in the world over here would he not be Neman? Therefore Rashi says we're not talking about over here the question of the Yuhasin, the way Rashi's written Yuhasin. We're talking about the question of Yuhasin here. What Rashi's talking about, we're malim mitruma leYuhasin. So we're allowed to eat truma, then we're going to Mount Yarmouth, we're taking that for granted in terms of marriage. What we're talking about over here for all other things, so in other words, truma, nisiat kapayim, and so on and so forth, marrying into the kuhuna, luyuchasin doesn't mean what Rashi says. That, of course, you rely on kruch and yuchasin, says Tosfos, means to define who his relatives are, which could result in a chiyah of mita. Because over there already, I mean, let's say, assuming that this is true, that this is his mother, if he sleeps with her, we're going to be mechayev of him. Why would we do that? Just on the basis of kruchin achareah. I mean, maybe it's some other woman who raised him, and they're kruchin achareah. Maybe he's a crazy kid who runs after everybody. So on this basis, we're going to kill him in later years because he sleeps with this woman that we think is his mother. So therefore, it's directly associated, the way Tosfos understands it, with the Gemara that's coming up now. It's not true. We will actually rely on kruchin achareah for yuchasin, according to Rashi, meaning achilat truma and so on, meaning marrying into the kuna, according to Tosfos, meaning to define who the relatives are. The Ozda, Rabbi Yochanan, the time, and this is Rabbi Yochanan, the Shitato, the Omer of Chia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Malkin ala Chazakot. Look, based on a Chazaka, we will give somebody Malkus. Based on a Chazaka, we'll kill somebody. So, Kuim Sorfim ala Chazakot. But, based on a Chazaka, we will not burn Truma. Ain't Sorfim Truma ala Chazakot. So, Malkin ala Chazakot. That's referring to the case of Rabbi Yudah. I'm Rabbi Yudah. Let's say a woman is known to be a Nida. She's wearing the clothes that she usually wears, benidota, among her friends, b'shkenotea. And then we tell the husband, look, you better not sleep with her. He goes and sleeps with her. We'll assume that she's a Nida, and we'll be loke ma'ala mishum Nida. Not only that, that's referring to the case of Rabba Baravuna, the Amar Rabba Baravuna. So you have an ish visha, tinok v'tinoket. A family arrives, and we don't have any birth certificate information. It's a man and a woman and a child, a boy and a girl. And they've grown up here for the past 20 years as a family. Then niskalim zelzev and nisrafim zelzev. So then if now they start carrying on with each other after time, so if the son now sleeps with the woman that we're assuming to be his mother, so then we will actually assume that he's sleeping now with his mother, and will be nisrafim. Let's say if the father now sleeps with who we assumed was his daughter, which is a chiyuv sreifa, we'll be mechayivim sreifa, and this is Rabbi Yochanan Shita, in which case it would be true afilu liyuchasin here, mamish like Tosfos, this is Tosfos' case, or liyuchasin, and certainly in terms of marriage, and the kunav will rely even in terms of chiyuv in Besdin. And therefore, it's all Rabbi Yochanan l'shitato. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mishum bar kapara maaseh biisha shabat Yerushalayim. It's actually a story like this: a woman comes into Yerushalayim carrying a child on her shoulders. Tinok mukad la ketifa. She lived there. Kid grew up, and they end up sleeping together. Vigdilato baaleh viviyum lebeitin v'saklun lo mitnei shebna vaday. Not because we had information that could identify this boy as her son, but simply because we have a chazak over a period of years that this was her son, and we relied on that. On the other hand, we will not burn truma based on a chazakah. And this is Rabbi Yochanan. Now, of course, we're talking about the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that we will be loikin, and we'll be mimesis, cycling, sarfin, but not truma. And this is Rabbi Yochanan, that he says ain sarfim. And the machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is ozdu l'tamayu. They are both following the sheet, the well-known sheet, which is based on the story in the Mishnah of a tinok shenimtza betzada isau batzek biyado. Now, we see that there is a doe here, and there's a child next to the doe, and he's got some of it, and it seems to be from it, in his hand. So Rabbi Meir says, well, I mean, you're assuming that the child took the doe, obviously, and he was matame the doe, but alpha peak and he's tar. V'chachamim mitam'in. B'pnei she'darko shel tinok l'tapeyah. It is the mode of a tinok that he's constantly. Now, Rashi is a machlok in many places between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns it's the derech of a tinok to poke around in garbage pails all the time. And in doing so, he's certainly going to be metame himself, touching, you know, some dead shruts and so on that he would find. And kids love playing anyway with dead bugs and turtles and whatever. So he's probably playing with lizards, you know. Yeah, he's playing with a dead lizard. So in which case, we're taking for granted that the child is Tamei, that he touched the Issa, and probably, since it's the derech to be metapeach in the garbage can, according to Rashi, will be metame according to the Chachamim, and we ask there, my time in the Rebbe Meir, what's the reason Rebbe Meir says we will be metayer? I'll tell you, first I want to just say the Gemara. So my time at Rabbi Meir, kasava rov tinokot metapchin, umiyutein metapchin. Look, Rabbi Meir says, you have to put together two different things over here. First of all, you have a miut of tinokot that are not going to become tame by poking around, right? You also have the isa, which is becheskat tahara. So now, and remember, this is Rabbi Meir lishitato, surprisingly, who is chayish lemiyuta, which normally we mean is machmir, but really, what it means is that according to Rabbi Meir, a miut doesn't disappear. We always have to keep the miut. It's there. We don't treat the rov as a vadak. And therefore, now that we have a chazakah that we can put together with this miut, and we say, well, but the isa itself was b'chazkat ta'ora. So now, smoke miuta la chazakah, put together that miut with the chazakah, and now itra la iruba. Now you've got the rov no longer has the power to define as being tame. Therefore, I say the Isa is tahor, whereas the Rabbanan say, well, now a miut is as if it doesn't exist at all. So Rabbanan miuta commanda lete dami. So basically what we have is the chazoka on the Isa, that the Isa is tahara, and the rov of the tinokot and betapchem beisa. But the din is ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Now so far we haven't gotten to the Reish Lakish and the Rabbi Yochanan issue. But just to get back now, the way that Tosfos understands the whole sugya over here. Tosfos says, according to Rashi, it turns out that the tinok is not definitely tamei at all, right? So then why does it say that he was found at the side of the Isa? All you need to say is that tinok touches an Isa. Except now we don't know if he's tamei or not. So rov tinokot metapkin, meaning metapkin in the garbage pail, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what the whole business about his being on the side of the Isa is completely irrelevant. It certainly sounds like the tinok we're taking for granted over here it would touch the Isa. Furthermore, says Tosfos, the reason in the Tosefta that kids are assumed to be tamei is because women are always picking them up and hugging them. So undoubtedly, a woman who was Anita had been metame him. There are always all these ladies are over all the little kids, you know. Ooh, so cute. But meanwhile, they're causing tremendous problems here. So if that's the case, it means that we take it for granted that the tinok is tame. Therefore, as this tells us, it's clear that the Gemara is talking about that we don't know that the tinok touched the Isa. That's the point. So that the child is vadai tame, but he's next to the Isa. Now, do we assume that necessarily he took this himself from the Isa, or maybe somebody just gave him a piece of dough? I mean, we have no. Maybe somebody Tohar walked along and took even this piece of the Isa and gave it to him. But there's no. However, it's certainly true that most kids poke their hands wherever they can see. So therefore, the metapchin is not metapchin in the garbage. The metapchin over here is that they touch things, and therefore they were metame the Isa. That's the pshat. That's the rope. Okay, so again, for Rabbi Meir says it starts because he's saying there's no reason for us to assume that the tinok was a batami. Could be somebody came and gave it to him, another mitar gave it to him. And that's the whole question about the women that were touching the tinok, not that he was touching something in a garbage pail.
Every kid has a question. Every kid
what?
Has
You never heard of baptism? What's the matter with you? Exactly. Okay, so the question is whether you have Truma in the house, or whether we're here we're talking about that you're trying to keep something tar. Obviously, we're not very machben on this because we don't keep Truma around. We don't have Kodesh that we eat Patira. And we don't have Chulin Shitzasuah Taras HaKodesh. But if you do, so then you'd be careful. You can look forward to the years that come. You think you got problems now?
Yes, but you're Levi.
Levi's can get into a lot of trouble. I don't know. You got a lot of work to do in the Beis Hamikdash. You better start getting to work, man. Okay. So Omer Ish Lakish Bishum Rabbi Oshaya. Now here's what we were talking about when we said that Ozulatamayu is this machlokas. Rish Lakish quotes Rabbi Oshaya as saying that this case that we said that we're going to assume that the Isa is Tame, Zoe Shesorfin Aleata Truma. This is a case where we're actually going to burn the Truma. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Ainzu Chazakasha Sorfin Aleata Truma. This is not a Chazaka that we burn Truma on. Oh. So in other words, that's what we said earlier, that even though we will rely on a chazaka to be sokel and so on and so forth, we will not rely, at least on this particular chazaka, to be sorev Truma. But there is Ela Ezo, chazaka l'Rabbi Yochanan shesorfin aleata Truma. Where then is there a case where we would actually assume that the Truma is Tmei'a Vadai? It's not. Isa betoch habayit ushratzim utzvardeim mitaplim sham. Now, you have an uncovered dough in a house, and in that house, you've got like things that hang around, including froggies, and froggies are not tamei, they're just cute. But they're things that look a lot like froggies when they're chopped up anyway, and they're not so cute. And then they could be one of the shmona shratzim. And now we find over there pieces of some sheretz. We're not sure which one is which. So imrov shratzim tmeya. So if around the house mostly there's things that are tame when they're dead, obviously. So then we have to assume it's tame. If rov tzvardeim, but if most of the things there are frogs, then tohara. So in such a case, why is that case different? In that case, we would say that indeed we would be served for such truma. Because over there we're talking about an actual standard rov. A standard rov which is a ruba de ita kaman, not a statistical analysis of what must have happened, but rather the statistics of what is present, which is called a ruba de ita kaman. And a ruba de ita kaman is always more powerful than a predicting rov. So in other words, the prediction, which is Rabbi Meir's case, a prediction, well, most children don't grow up to be sterile. That's a prediction. Right? In other words, most tinokot will poke their hands around their garbage pail. That's a prediction.
Based on...
Right, and they're based, exactly, but it doesn't really have any specific application to what's in front of us, just that speaking from an actuarial point of view. So in that sense, you could talk about, given 100 tinokot, this is the percentage, but we don't have 100 tinokot. The ruba, the ite kaman is we do have 100 tinokot, which would be completely different. So in other words, we have 51 tinokot that are tame, and 49 that are not, that would be a ruba, the ite kaman. Over here we have 51 that are shrotzim and 49 that are froggies. So that's a ruba de ita kaman. The Gemara is machalic very often in the power of a statistical prediction rov versus a rov that we actually have the case in front of us rather than attempt to assert what must be in this one case, which of course is not the same as having everything involved in the actual suffix. It's like cancer survivors, you know. I only want to be the one person out of 10,000 that gets over it. I don't care about the other people, you know, just, so the statistics make no difference to me. I just have to make sure that I'm that one. Okay, so obviously a tremendous difference between the statistical prediction of a row.
But we said we're still talking about the weaker.
That's right. Oh, no. After I did all of that, you couldn't be questioning it. Ite kaman means it's right here in front of us. We actually have the sample. But so their rove that deals with the sample is completely different than the prediction that comes out of that sample, where we're going to try to predict what's going to happen to one person based on the statistical possibilities. But obviously, one person cannot include within himself all of those statistics. He's either here or he's there, right? So there's a tremendous difference between our statistics.
Sample set versus the extrapolation. This,
exactly. So a sample that exists, which is the case over here of the froggies and the shratzim, there the sample exists. Okay. So over there, you're asking, where would Rabbi Yochanan say that we would burn? Yes, there we would burn truma, absolutely, because that would be a standard type of psak. Tanya kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. There is, in fact, a braita that indicates, like Rabbi Yochanan, that when we're saying that the Rabbanan are metame, they do not mean to be metame vadai and to burn truma. They mean to be metame in terms of being machmer on the suffet, which, because it's truma, we're not allowed to burn it, and therefore what we do is tolim. In other words, we just leave it there. We wait. And what's my raya? Here's the raya. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Shnei dvarim ein behem da'at lishael, so there's two cases where we have something that halacha is that normally suffik tumah b'rishut hayachid sveiko tameh, but where only we learned out of sota, only where you could actually question and get a response. That's yesh bo da'at lishael. Did this thing become tameh or did it not? But there, in a case where something has no ability to respond, you're talking about something that happened, not something that was done by an intelligence. So in that case, there is no klal of safek tumah b'rishut hayachid tameh. And indeed, we would say, even b'rishut hayachid sveiko tahor. So there are certain things that the chachamim took something in which it was ein b'hem da'at lishael, and therefore should be sveiko tahor, and they made it the equivalent of yesh bo da'at lishael. And one of the cases was tinok, which was the case that we talked about before. And there was the other case, va'od acheret, the tinok hadi amaran. That was the case we said before about rov tinokot or metapchin. And there's the other case. What's that other case? Va'od acheret, mayhi. And this is going to be our raya, because we're going to see from the od acheret that we were talking about a tolling case, not a surfing case, which is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, who argued with Rish Lakish, who claimed that when the Chachamim were being metame, we were actually going to burn it up. And what's the acheret? Isa betoch habayit. Here, once again, we have now some dough. V'tarnegolim umashkim tmeim sham. Now, let's set up the scene, okay? And there's police. This is a police scene, and you don't get near it. Don't disturb the evidence. So We've got a chicken running around here, and we've got a container of something tameh, a drink that's tameh. And we'll see if it's Coca-Cola or if it has to be Sprite. That's really what we're going to talk about later.
Coke is not the tameh. No, chickens don't like Coke.
So it's also Shaila, does have a din of a mashkim, or do we ruin its water content by make it become now, you know, mashkim peiros, which is not makabel to me. All right, so it's mashkim to meim sham, and now we look at that dough, and lo and behold, in that dough we see peck marks. Look at that. Nikurim, nikurim be'isa. Okay, so what do we do now with that isa tolin? You can't burn that truma, but we are afraid that the tarnagolim went and took a little drink from that tameh mashkin and then poked their schnozzles into the isa, and we're metame the isa.
With the liquid itself?
Yeah, with the little liquid that was left on the beak. Omer b'Yeshua ben Levi, but this is only if it's Sprite. Or shonel b'mashkin levanim. I mean, if it was Coke, you would see it, right? So avo b'mashkim adumim. Imita denakir mida yadia. I mean, look, if it was some wine or something, I mean, it would stain the isa. And well, vidilma balaitinu isa. So in that case, well, wouldn't we say maybe that the isa was mavlia it?
Absorbed, and we don't see it.
Absorbed. So Rabbi Yochanan said, actually, davar zeh shama baribi. But Pirusho lo shama. The thing that he said over, Bar Ribi is referring to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, was the Gadol Hador, that lo shano mashkin levanim mashkim adumim lo, he should have explained that it actually makes a difference what type of liquid it is. The viscosity of the liquid is important. So that lo shano ela b'mashkin tzlulin, that what he should have explained is that when we make the difference in the coloration, we're also talking about mashkim that are actually not only transparent, but they're also clear, meaning so they're not vicus liquids that have, you know, other things suspended. There's no suspension there. And they're so clear that bavua shel tinok nikarba. And then the question of the color is a different question. Okay, so they can have coloration, but you could still see straight through them. So there, enochinami, the mashkin achurim, mashkin achurim lo, so the mashkin tzlulim can indeed be absorbed, even if they're colored. But once they have some suspension, then, and that's what he should have said, that's what we're talking about. If it's achurim and it's colored, we would have seen it because it wouldn't have been able to be completely absorbed, would have left a little deposit on the top of the dough. And he didn't explain that, but Lamaisa, that's clearly what was meant. Zokter Helik, whoops, I forgot our president is here, almost stole the
bill.
Gosh, and he may be min ha-shoarin, and then I'm doing the shah. Lo yityached adam im shtei nashim, aval isha achat mityachedet im shnei anashim. Now we go on to... So now we're going on to discuss in yonim of interrelationships now that are permissible after questions of yichus. There's also... Once you are meyuchas to someone, there are different ways in which you relate to them. So in other words, we've talked about now establishing who a father is, who a mother is, and the assumptions of those interrelationships. Then we need to establish also the sexual connotations of that relationship, because there are differences in what is acceptable behavior among family members and what's acceptable behavior not among family members. And therefore, the yichus comes to define differences, because normally, lo yityached adam, you're not allowed to be even alone with a woman. And that's even two women, im shtei nashim. Aval isha achat mityachedet im shnei anashim. Now, one woman can be alone with two men, and we'll see why this is true in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon omer, af ish echad mityached im shtei nashim, a man can be alone with two women as well. Now, the girsa that we have doesn't really work very well. And Tosfos changes the girsa. In other words, up until now, we've been talking about Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon argues. Now, we need to add now a completely different part. That Rabbi Shimon is talking about an iser of yichud. He's talking about kishein ishto imo. Now, we also have a separate thing, that af ish echad mityachedim shtei nashim, and then we go back to the chachamim, ubizman ishto imo, everybody. In other words, if his own wife is there, then even the rabbanon agree that in such a case we can rely on the fact that his wife is not going to let him get into any hanky-panky with any other woman. And in that case, he could even, yosheni man v'pundaki, they could even sleep in the same hotel alone together if his wife is there. His wife is going to make sure that he doesn't do anything. Mityached adam imimo v'imbito. Not only that, but a woman can actually be alone with her son, the son with his mother, and a father with his daughter. And not only that, yasheni mayim bekiruv basar, they can actually be in physical contact, flesh to flesh, as children anyway, an adult. Once already they're older, at any point, that they become sexually aware enough to be embarrassed in front of the father or the mother, as the case may be. So then already they're too aware to have flesh-to-flesh contact, so then they should be wearing pajamas. But certainly there's completely different behavior in the from one extreme to another. Yichud, on one hand, is osur, and on the other hand, we actually allow physical contact. My time, what is the difference between...
By the way, it's even one big room.
Yeah. What is the difference between a one man with two women and one woman with two men? I don't get that. Why is the man not allowed to be alone with two women? My time. Huh? Women are easier to seduce. And because of that, even if he's got two, he could seduce both of them. If it's a woman with two men, each one is going to scare the other one, make the other one feel embarrassed to do something in front of him. Obviously, as we'll see later, this is only talking about where they're respectable people. I mean, otherwise, you know, it doesn't matter how many people are there, of course. Minani mile, where do we get the idea that yichud is a problem? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, remez li yichud min haTorah minai. Shenemar, very interesting pasuk. Yesitcha achicha ben imach, o bincha, and so on. Now, why in the world does it say when your brother, the son of your mother, will come to turn you aside from God and go into what do you mean? Only a son of your mother is going to do that? Why would the Torah mention? What's the difference? Just say ki yisitcha achicha. Ela lomar lecha ben mityached im imo. But you can assume that it's if you're in the house, and this is achicha ben imcha, so that's why he would be in the house. But if he wasn't ben imcha, he wouldn't be found in the house because he's not allowed to be alone with her. And therefore, it's talking about a case. Meanwhile, to let you know that that's who you're going to be in contact with. But otherwise, he wouldn't be there. So clearly, obviously, this is not referring to unmarried women. According to this, it's fine to be alone with an unmarried woman. But it's talking about krovim. Later on, we made a takona, the times of David, to aser even unmarried women, biyichud. And then at a later date, in the time of Shammai v'Hillel, they even asered being alone with a non-Jewish woman, which normally wouldn't be so bad, because at least, I mean, there's no iser nida on a no diarisa, nida on a goya, and so on. So it's less problems anyway. Now, yeah, okay, but what does the pasuk really mean, by the way? I mean, you know, it's a nice drasha, but what? There's got to be some simple reason. I mean, pashtei dekra b'maksiv. How do you write a pasuk like that that's only understandable with the drasha? Omar Abai, no. The pasuk is saying like this. Lomi boika omar. In other words, we understand. Lomi boy ben av, the sonny lev. Aitzle etzod ra'ot. I mean, look, the norm is that somebody who views you as a competitor, and obviously any brother is a competitor to any other brother because they're going to be taking away his money after the death of the parents. So you're a competitive heir. A competitive heir, you might want to get him into trouble, you know. So over there, fine, he'll give you eight sot ra'ot. But even where, you know, you have a very good relationship, he's not a competitor. He's got one father, you got another father, that's not the problem. Alafilu ben aim the lo sani lei. Well, you don't have that type of competition. So maybe over there, we would say that aim at sighting lei. I mean, pay closer attention to him. Suppose he's saying, look, I don't care who this guy is. I don't care if he's your best possible friend. You pay no attention to him. Now, name a masnis in the lo abashaul. The abashaul holds that actually, we're saying over here, A man cannot be alone with shtei nashim, but it says in a braita that kol shloshim yom, if a child dies within 30 days of birth, so then the child is assumed to be a nefel. You don't have to go out and to give him a big funeral and so on and so forth. You basically just carry him out, you know, not even in a normal mita of metim, where they would normally carry a body. Just the mother can hold the infant, becheik, v'nikbar b'yishachat v'shnei anashim. You could take out, you know, just the mother and then two men come along with her. V'lo b'yishachat v'shnei anashim. But it can't be one man and two women, because a man can't be alone with two women. In those days, the batei kvarot used to be in the middle of nowhere outside of town. So if they're going to go alone, then again, we don't know what they're going to do out there. Whereas Abba Shaul Omer, Af Yishachat, Vishtei Nashim, Abba Shaul says, that's not a problem. That one man can actually be alone if there's two women. So apparently he argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Loyitachid Adam, Im Shtei Nashim, right? No, not right. Because maybe the point of what Abba Shaul is saying is that at a funeral, it's not exactly what you're going to be doing. Maybe that's the thing. So afil tema Abba Shaul b'sha'at aninut, when a person is mourning over the dead child, I mean, tavir yitzrei. So at that point, his yitzrei hara is broken for a while. You know, he's not thinking of starting up with this woman. Whereas the Rabbonan say, Rabbonan savila k'rib Yitzchak. And they say, it makes a difference what the state is. The Amr of Yitzchak, ma yit onen adam chai. No, the lashon of aninut. Gever al chata'av, meaning afilu b'shat aninutoshah. Don't fool yourself. No matter how miserable you might be, wherever there's an opportunity for dessert, you're going to go for it. And yitzro mitgaber alav. That's ma yit onen adam chai. What good is aninut for a guy who's still alive? Gever al chata'av, he's going to still be a gever with his sins, or he's going to have to be mitgaber over his chata'im. Whereas Abba Shaul says, that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk is talking about a guy who's complaining. My miserable life. And God is responding to him. Mayit onen adam chai. What right does a living being, I mean, this guy deserves to live? What a shmo. Gever al chata'av. This was a guy who never sinned, right? He's always mitgaber al chata'av. Look how nice I am to him. I let him live. I made him a deal he can't refuse. And he's still unhappy. So that's the pshat. He shouldn't complain. So that pasuk is referring to somebody who's mitra'ema midotav. He's talking about how miserable his lot in life is. So that's what it's referring to. How can a guy complain about his lot? Did he ever do anything not to sin, this guy? It's not enough for him that he's alive. Now he's got to have exactly the conditions that he wants also. What's the big deal? The Rabbanan say, look, the Rabbanan say, you know what, even if you'd be right, it wouldn't make any nafkamina. Because how do you know that there really is aninut? There was a story in which they pretended they wanted to get past the tznius patrol, and so they had a whole group of guys that were going to be sleeping with this married woman. And so she pretends that she takes her kid out, pretends that he's dead, you know, knocks him out a little before, comes out crying and moaning. They go past the guards, whoop-de-dee-doo, and take out the drinks, and they make a night of it. So, that they are einanim, that now you're saying that once you allow this kind of thing, so people will already use it as a way of getting around the dinim of Yichud. And that was an actual event. That they did that. They got a living child, pretended it was dead, and so on. So what's the point of allowing Bishat Aninut when all you're doing is you're opening the floodgates to misbehavior? Aval, Ishach, actually this is the way that the Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different pshat, in which there was a woman, it's a horrible story, there's this woman who was sitting there out in the graveyard, and she's moaning and crying over the fresh grave of her husband, right? So meanwhile, there was a guy there in the graveyard that had been appointed by the government to make certain that relatives will not cut down the body of someone who had been hung and was meant to be hanging up there as a sign to others, you know, a lesson. And he was hung by the government, so they had him up there on the cross, right? So he was the watchman to make sure nobody would take him down off the cross. So then this watchman manages to seduce this woman who's crying, you know, oh, let me comfort you, and, you know, poor girl, and so on. Of course, they end up in bed together. And then he goes back to the cross, and somebody has cut down the body. Oh, my God, now he's in major trouble. So the woman says, don't worry, we can dig up my husband's body and put him up on the cross. Yeah. So much for Aninut and Shvirat HaYetzer and so on. Okay. So in other words, this is not that how do you know that they're Onanim, but that what good will it do if they are Onanim? It's not the approach of Rashi. The Gemara left open what the story was. So this would be Avi Ugdi V'Afikte from the grave.
Right. Picking up the other body and taking it out.
Okay, but he doesn't have much choice now. Okay. Aval. So he said, Aval Isha Achat can go out with two men. Amr of Yidom Arav, I mean, Lo Shana L'Bikshevim, this is only with two men that are, you know, upstanding citizens. I mean, if they're Prutim, I mean, so then, Afilo Be'asara Namilo. Why, I mean, what, 10 guys can't get together for fun with one woman? And indeed, there was once a Maisa, Avi Maase, Votsiu Asara B'mita, 10 guys got together and pretended that the woman was dead, carried her out to the funeral, all of them moaning, and then again, as soon as they got into the graveyard, out she popped. And so, okay, obviously you can't be alone with 10 men like that. Rav Yosef, well, obviously. I mean, do you think that if you leave a $100,000 beam in front of your house that it takes 10 people to lift, it's not going to be stolen? Is that what you're trying to say? You know, obviously, people get together all the time to do things like that. So if you're not going to leave your beam out there, why would you leave your wife out there? So therefore, man, obviously, people are not necessarily embarrassed of one another to do an avera. Name a misayel. Let us see whether we can actually now bring a proof about the number of people that we need, because it says most people shnei talmidei chachamim shema yavo aleha b'derech. So we're saying you need the only time that you can rely on two men being alone is if they're ksherim. Aha! Here the case is that this guy is going with his wife, who now he suspects of sleeping with somebody else. He's taking her to the Beit HaMikdash, and he's going to be mashker mesota, but he's not allowed to sleep with her on the way, and if he does, the mesota is not going to work. Because he has to be also a person of integrity, of sexual integrity, and if he sleeps with her, then he isn't. And then the mortar doesn't work. It can't work one direction. You can't have a guy who's a no good and going around saying, my wife has to be a perfectly innocent woman. I mean, so what do we do? We send two Talmidei Chachamim along because we want to make sure that he doesn't sleep with her on the road to Yerushalayim and then mess up the whole process, right? Now, why does it say that we need Talmidei Chachamim? Obviously, because if it was anybody else, then everybody gets together for hanky-panky. So, you see, Talmidei Chachamim in Shidei Almalo, but we wouldn't allow somebody else there. And so what's going to happen? Then we would have to assume that he actually did sleep with her, and the fact that other people were there wouldn't mean anything, and we couldn't be Mashke, the Mesotah, they were just erasing God's name for no reason, and so on. I mean, that's terrible. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. Says, well, why? Not necessarily. It's not because we need. I mean, I'm not arguing on what he said. He may be right, but you can't prove it from here. Maybe we need Talmidei Chachamim not because we need people that have a sterling reputation when it comes to being reliable shomrim, but we need Talmidei Chachamim de yadei la triyebe. They need to be people that can explain things to him and tell him why he can't sleep with her. And that he's going to now mess up the ability to ever take her back because he won't be able to go through the Mesotah. So, I mean, you can't have stomach guy who doesn't understand the lumpus of that and how it works into the puzzle. They have to be persuasive. So we sent Talmidei Chachamim to explain, but not because anybody else wouldn't be good enough in terms of the Yichud. Rav Yehuda Amarav, Lo Shana Ela Be'ir, this whole idea of a woman being allowed to be alone with two men who are people of integrity, that's only in town. But, I mean, to travel along with two men, that you can't do, because somebody's going to need a bathroom at one point or another, right? So, Aj Yushlosha, at that point you need three, because Shemit Tarech Echad Meam Lashtim, somebody has to take a bathroom break. V'nimtza Echad Mityachedim Erevan. He's going to leave the other guy alone with the woman, and then you're going to have Yichud. Maybe we could prove that too. Here we're talking about on the road. We need two Talmidei Chachamim. Why do we need two? One should be enough, which equals two, because he's also there. So trei ve'ihu ha'tlatos. You see, you need three people. Must be because one of them will need a bathroom. No, that's not necessarily true. I mean, maybe the idea over there is to be able to have two people who can be made to Beit Din, that this guy cannot be Baidik's wife, and that way they won't write and erase the Megillat Zotah. But that doesn't mean we would need it for those purposes. All right, we'll get into all the exciting stories tomorrow. This is one of those exciting dapim. Mishi atzahu v'ishto l'medinat hayam abahu v'ishto uvanav ואמר אישה שיצאה ממדינת הים הרי זו ואלו בניה, אין צריך להביא ראיה לא על האישה ולא על הבנים. מתה ואלו בניה, מביא ראיה לבנים ואינו מביא ראיה לאישה. אישה נסעתי במדינת הים, הרי היא זו ואלו בניה, מביא ראיה לאישה ואין צריך להביא ראיה לבנים. מתה ואלו בניה, צריך להביא ראיה על האישה ועל הבנים. אומר רב ארפונה, but the entire mission is talking about בקרוכין אחריה. Tana Rabbanan Isha Nasat Vinat Hayam, maybe Rayala Isha, ain't Tzarek Lavi Rayala Banim, maybe Rayala Gidolim, ain't Tzarek Lavi Rayala Ketanim, because they're Kruchim. Bambet, Varma Murabi Isha Achat, Avu B'Shtei Nashim, maybe Rayala Isha V'Ala Banim, and Ala Gidolim V'Ala Ketanim. Omer Shlok Shloshon HaLukat She Hagvu, but B'Yuchasin will never believe it. Just the fact that they're Kruchim Acharel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu B'Yuchasin Vaz de Rabbi Yochanan Letaimi Yom Reb Chia Barav Amar Rabbi Yochanan Malkin Ala Chazakot Saklim V'Sorfin Ala Chazakot Ve'in Sorfin Truma Ala Chazakot Malkin Ala Chazakot Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Muzika Nida V'Shkenotea Ba'ale Elokea Ale Amishum Nida Soklim V'Sorfin Ala Chazakot Kida Rabba Barav Hunad Yom Rabba Barav Anish V'Shat Tinok V'Tinoket Shigdilo as a family B'toch HaBayit Nizkalim Zeh Alzeh In the end V'Nizrofim Zeh Alzeh Om Reb Shimon ben, the family that prays together dies together. Om Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Om Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. Maaseh b'yishah shabat b'yushalayim v'tinok murkav la'aktifo v'gdilato ba'a le'a v'yivyon l'beitin v'saklum. Lo mitne shibna v'day, alo ne shikaruch achareha. Ve'in sofin shumah l'achazakot, Om Reb Shimon ben lakas sofin l'achazakot v'yo chenar l'omer, ein sofin. V'yoz l'tamayu ditzan tinok shenim tzibetzada yisah batzik b'yado ribi meir meter v'chachomim metamim b'bnei shedar kosh תינוק בתפיח, ואבינו במאי תאים, מדי רבי מאיר כסף רוב תינוקות בתפחים. ומיודעים בתפחים מי שבחזקת תהורה עומדת. סמוך מי אתה לחזק, איתרלי רובה, ורבונה מי אתה גמנת לתק דמי. רובה וחזקה, רובה עדיף. עומר שלוק, בשום רבי יושעי, הזוהי שסורפינו עליה את התרומה. רבי יוחנן, נאו דרבונה נציין, אין זו חזק, שסורפינו עליה התרומה. אלא איזו חזקה לרבי יוחנן, שסורפינו עליה התרומה כנתנן. עיסה בתוך הבית, שרצים וצפרדעים מטפלים שם, נמצאו חתיכות בעיסה, עם רוב שרצים טמאה, ועם רוב צפרדעים טהורה. תניא כבזה רבי יוחנן, שני דברים אין בהם דעת להישאל, and therefore should be a ספק טהור ברשות היחיד. And nonetheless, also חכמים כמו שיש בהם דעת להישאל, another טמא. תינוק ועוד אחרת, תינוק עוד אמורן, and the Oda Cheret, which obviously is the same as the Tinok, and what's the din over there, Mayi? Isa betoch habayit v'tarnagolim v'mashkin t'meim sham, nimtzu'u nikurim nikurim b'isa tolim, lo ochlim lo sofim. Om Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, lo shanu ala b'mashkin levanim, av b'mashkin adumim, imitin alake midi adia. Why? Dilma b'la'atinu Isa. Om Rebbe Yochanan, well, he didn't really explain it properly. Davar zeh shama baribi, but pirusho lo shama, he should have added, lo shanu ala b'mashkin t'slubim, Shabavuasha Tinok Nikarba, it has to be so clear that you can actually see the reflection. Ava Mashkin Akurim Lo. Lo yet Yachid Adamim Shtenashim, Avalishachat mit Yachedim Shneanashim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Ishachat mit Yachedim Shtenashim. Furthermore, Bamedwar Mamurim, then Bizman Shishtoimo, even Alib al Chachomim, U Bizman Shishtoimo, Yashanimon, Bupundiki, even Bibnei Shishtome Shamarato, take out the Vav in the Yashid. מתייחד אדם עם אמו ועם ביתו וישן עמהם בקירוב בשר ואם הגדילו זו ישנה בחסותה וזה ישן בחסותו. מי טיימה? תונד ואליו, הו ונשים דעתן קלות עליהם תבי סדוסט. מנה נמילה, אומר רבי יוחד משום רבי שמו רמז לייחוד בין התורה מנהיים. שנאמר כי יסיתך אחיך בן אמך. וכי בן אם מסית, בן אב אינו מסית, אלא לומר לך, Ben mityachedim imo vasu lityachedim kol harayot shebatora. And pashte de krabba maiktiv am rabbi alomi boi kamar. Lomi boi ben av the sani levi yaitzle etzotra ot. El afilu ben aim de lo sani levi yim etzaitele. Therefore comes the Torah to say, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Neima matnitzin de lo kaba shol de tanya. Kosh lo shim yom yotze bechek v'nikbar b'isha achat v'shnei anashim, ava lo b'isha achat v'shtei nashim. Abba shol amir af isha achat v'shtei nashim. No. The Mishnah could certainly be afilotem ben b'sha'ul. But, I mean, he's just saying, b'shat aninu tover yitzre. Rabbonan tzavlek rib yitzre, don't rib yitzchak, ma yitonin adam chai gever al chata'av, afilu b'shat aninu toshel adam, yitzro mit gaber alav. Abba shol says, that's not the meaning of the pasuk, k'tiva ubi mitraim amidotav, k'tiva chikama. Ma yitraim amidotav, v'chi gavar hu al chata'av. Who cares how many men are there? Neima misayale, masrim lo shnei tamidei chachamim, dafka, huh? Shema yavo abaderach, you see tamidei chachamim, shnei amalo. That's because shnei tamidei chachamim, maybe, I mean, the adi latriyebe. She can't prove that they need to be ksherim like tamidei chachamim. Omrevian omrav lo shanuela beir avo baderach, ach yu shlosha, shemit zrech echad miyam lashtin, venimtsa echad mityachid imeha erva. Which equals treve iu hatlata. Again, not necessarily, because atam kiech den avi ale sahade.